With SRN News, I'm John Scott. From the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV said, "Peace be with you." In his first words as Pope, history's first Pope from the United States, he was born in Chicago, recalled that he was an Augustinian priest, but was above all a Christian and a bishop. The United States and the United Kingdom have reached a trade agreement following President Trump's worldwide tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking from the Oval Office, the president said he agreed to cut tariffs on UK autos, steel, and aluminum. In return, Britain will buy more American beef and streamline its customs process for U.S. goods.
This is now turning out, I think, really to be a great deal for both countries.
British Prime Minister Starmer, who joined the announcement by phone, agreed that the deal will boost trade between and across the two countries. Final details are being written and will be finished in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The House on Thursday passed a bill to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America, which would codify an executive order signed by President Trump on his first day in office. More on this from reporter Bernie Bennett.
In a 211 to 206 vote, all but one Republican supported the measure, which was introduced by GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia in January and instructs federal agencies to update all documents and maps to reflect the name change within 6 months of enactment. It now goes to the Senate. Green lauded the measure ahead of the vote Thursday morning, calling it, quote, one of the most important things that we can do this Congress, while claiming that Democrats are catering to Mexican cartels by opposing the name change. The vote came as House Republicans clash over slashing Medicaid and other social safety net programs to pay for Mr. Trump's tax, border security, and energy agenda. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow had 538 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 335. This is SRN News. Support for transgender people in the military is declining.
According to a Gallup poll in 2019, 71% of Americans approved of President Obama's decision to allow people living as the opposite sex to serve openly in the armed forces. But in the intervening 6 years, things have changed. Support for transgenderism in uniform dropped to 66% in 2021, and today it's down to 58%. Meanwhile, the Gallup poll also reveals that nearly 80% of respondents think women should be allowed to serve in combat roles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump supporters celebrating the Supreme Court's decision to allow the administration to enforce a ban on transgender people in the military. While legal challenges proceed, shortly after returning to office, the president issued an executive order banning service members from living as the opposite sex, stating that such behavior conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle. This is SRN News. The House on Thursday passed a bill to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. Also, a temporary halt in fighting between Russia and Ukraine is marred.
Russia and Ukraine both reported attacks on their forces on the first day of a 72-hour ceasefire. The halt in fighting was called by Russian President Vladimir Putin to mark the anniversary of the World War II victory with a parade in Moscow. Russian bombs struck the northeast Sumy region in Ukraine in the opening hours of the ceasefire, killing at least one civilian. Ukrainian emergency personnel searched through debris in Sumy as firefighters attempted to put out the remains of a blaze ignited by the strike. I'm Karen Schaffer.
Cities from London to Moscow will be awash with parades, flyovers, and memorials this week as the world marks the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, the day Nazi Germany surrendered to Allied forces. More on these stories at srnnews.com.